This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when there does appear to be more and more evidence that at some point in the middle of this month, we are supposed to reach the peak of the Omicron variant, and that at that point we may be heading in the right direction, a safer direction. With the Omicron, there's already evidence that it is less fatal, it is less deadly, certainly less so, and it has an impact if you are vaccinated and boosted, which is why we are still making a heroic effort, and I so much appreciate, and I know there's some who are listening. People in the medical field, people who are physicians and nurses and put themselves on the line. And because of a couple of callers, we just got diverted onto this question of ivermectin. Just a couple of things here. The Scientific American says that fringe doctors groups, this is a headline, promote ivermectin for COVID despite a lack of evidence. And then they have there's a website that's sometimes useful called Health University, Health U. And what they say is, what is ivermectin? Ivermectin is an antiparasitic drug that is often used to treat or prevent parasites in animals and in humans. Across the U.S., there are reports of people using ivermectin prescribed for horses to try and prevent or treat COVID-19. This has been opposed by the Centers for Disease Control, by the Food and Drug Administration, by the American Medical Association, by virtually every medical source in the world. There's an FDA bulletin that says why you should not use ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19. And this is so difficult here because it's honest to God, it is something I do not understand. Given the fact that, and by the way, there's another item here that there's an AMA survey just completed. And over 96% of all practicing physicians in the country are fully vaccinated and boosted. And of course, and that goes without saying. And this is why I got a very nice letter. Well, nice maybe is the wrong word. It's a note from Port Orchard, and Nancy is writing in from Port Orchard. She says, "Dear Michael, your show has taken such a downturn with your references to COVID vaccines and anti-vaxxers." She says, "I am not an anti-vaxxer. I encourage anyone who wants this vaccine to get it, and every booster offered." Good. "Different opinions about this are not wrong." Wait, how is that, how could, if an opinion basically says you should drink your own urine and that will prevent this from actually getting infected with a virus. Do you think it's safe to say that this guy, Christopher Wray, now who is saying that is the point of view that he is promoting? Can we say that's wrong? Wouldn't it be appropriate to say that's wrong? It's not like we're not now talking about, well, a matter of opinion, is it a good movie or a bad movie? We're not talking now, well, which candidate is a better candidate for office? We're talking about something scientific that involves people's survival. And she says, "Different opinions about this are not wrong, and each person has to do what gives them peace of mind." No, each person has to do what helps to promote the public health. The reason that we even have public health services is to help people in times like this. And it does not help people if they are disregarding the basic mechanism by which we are, have worked so far to hold off the most devastating impacts of this pandemic. I mean, was President Trump wrong? I don't think he was. I think he was entirely right to devote so many federal resources, so much money, so much attention to developing a vaccine, for goodness sake. And then Nancy from Port Orchard says, different opinions about this are not wrong, and each person has to do what gives them peace of mind. When you say things such as dodged the virus so far, or would rather risk dying, you lose credibility. I don't think I've ever said rather risk dying. The right way to say it would be rather increase your risk of dying. Because we all risk dying every moment of our lives. And even people, yes, who are vaccinated can still get a breakthrough case. I understand all that. I acknowledge it. But she says, no one has dodged the virus or would risk dying. I remember you had a brush with cancer. And maybe from your perspective, the fear of death drives you to look outward and attack those people that you don't understand. This has nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. By the way, did I have a fear of death or a recognition of death having gone through the death of my parents, as we all do at one point or another, but having gone through the death of my parents, I already had a concern with dying. I mean, isn't that a regular, normal, healthy thing? It's the E.M. Forster has this wonderful line in it's in Room with a View, and he writes, "Death destroys a man, but fear of death can save him." And there's a reason for all of that. I mean, for goodness sake, there's a story. And it's a very, very important story, and it's a moving story about somebody that I admire. So Pope Francis suggested today that getting vaccinated against the coronavirus was a moral obligation and denounced how people had been swayed by, quote, baseless information to refuse one of the most effective measures to save lives during a pandemic. This is, by the way, I'm not making it up. I know it sounds convenient. But it's real. It's an Associated Press story. Francis used some of his strongest words yet, calling for people to get vaccinated in a speech to ambassadors accredited to the Holy See, an annual event in which he sets out the Vatican's foreign policy goals for the year. Francis, 85, has generally shied away from speaking about vaccination as a moral obligation, though his COVID-19 advisors have referred to it as a moral responsibility. Rather, Francis has termed vaccination as an act of love and said that refusing to get inoculated was suicidal. That's the Pope. Today he went a step further, saying that individuals had a responsibility to care for themselves. And this translates into respect for the health of those around us. Healthcare is a moral obligation, the Pope asserted. He lamented that increasingly ideological divides were discouraging people from getting vaccinated. Quote, frequently people let themselves be influenced by the ideology of the moment, often bolstered by baseless information or poorly documented facts, the Pope said, calling for the adoption of a reality therapy to correct this distortion. Quote, vaccines are not a magical means of healing, yet surely they represent, in addition to other treatments that need to be developed, the most reasonable solution for the prevention of this disease. Thank you, Holy Father. I mean, for goodness sake, can we just think about those sentiments? It seems to me worth giving them some attention. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael, you're a gentleman and a scholar.
Michael Medved,
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved Show, more on what the Pope said just a couple of hours ago. We're talking about this morning. The Vatican's Doctrine Office was responding to, this according to the Associated Press story about Pope Francis II.
Some Catholics, including some conservative U.S. bishops and cardinals, have claimed that vaccines based on research that use cells derived from aborted fetuses were immoral and have refused to get the jabs. The Vatican's doctrine office, however, has said it is, quote, morally acceptable for Catholics to receive COVID-19 vaccinations based on research that used cells derived from aborted fetuses. Francis and Emeritus Pope Benedict XVI, he should live and be well, have both been fully vaccinated with Pfizer-BioNTech shots. Francis today repeated his call for universal access to the shots, particularly in the parts of the world with low vaccination rates, and called for revisions to patent rules so that poorer countries can develop their own vaccines. Quote, it is appropriate that institutions such as the World Trade Organization and the World Intellectual Property Organization adapt their legal instruments lest monopolistic rules constitute further obstacles to production and to an organized and consistent access to health care on a global level. I don't know. It would seem to me that in the context that we are right now, it is worth asking for a moment why it is that so many people want to disregard any authority. Authority of Pope, Franklin Graham, who is no friend of the Biden administration or of liberalism generally. Evangelical leader, doesn't quite have the stature, nobody could, of his late father, beloved and revered Billy Graham. But I'm sure if Billy Graham were here, he'd do what his son Franklin is doing, which is urging people to get as much protection, use as much science as they can. The question I had asked before, and I think it's a profound question and it deserves more attention than we can give it right now. But, let's go to it. This is what Franklin said, as a matter of fact. This is very much worthwhile. He says, he pleaded with evangelical Christians to get vaccinated against COVID-19 in an interview with Axios that appeared over the weekend on HBO. Franklin Graham said, I want people to know that COVID-19 can kill you. But we have a vaccine out there that could possibly save your life. And if you wait, it could be too late. So said the prominent evangelist and president of the relief organization Samaritan's Purse. Quote, my father was a firm believer in medicine. He believed in it. So he would have been a supporter, no question, Franklin Graham said. And it's just one of those things where let people think about it and think for a moment about it. And this is the connection. Why should there be a connection? Why should it be so common that people who doubt the results of a fairly decisive election that occurred a little bit more than a year ago, why should people who doubt that election, despite all of the evidence and the lack of, there's not a single court case of the more than now 70 that have been brought up that have given any support to the idea that there was massive fraud in this election. As a matter of fact, the cyber ninjas who conducted that very expensive audit at Maricopa County and found out that they basically, after their entire study, they found out that, oh, maybe Biden won by a few more votes. When I say a few more, a few dozen more. We're not talking about a lot. There was no problem in Maricopa County, Arizona. And despite the fact that the legislature had gotten people to look at it. So why do the same people who are very, very skeptical about the election also have very frequently, not always, but very frequently skepticism about the vaccines? And I think it has to do with a common fear of authority. that people who are giving authoritative answers about something as basic as an election and counting votes, which we spend a lot of time doing, and it's something that our country does pretty well. And it has been. Which is why you could rely on a very close election like Bush v. Gore. And you probably could rely on other very close elections that went the other way. And we've even had here elections in Washington State that people aren't quite sure about. Well, part of the idea is that if you are going to basically reject any authority at all, and it's all corrupt, and it's all people who are motivated by some malevolent reason, then where do you go? Brad in Seattle, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, Michael. How you doing today?
Doing okay.
Good. Hey, you know, the foundation, my wife and I, we have a big, beautiful family. We are not anti-vaxxers. We're not voter conspiracy theorists, but we are not getting the vaccine at this time. Out of our moral conscience that says that any ties to aborted fetal cells are wrong, Michael. And the primacy of moral theology 101 in the Catholic Church, it, right below defined doctrine, right below statements of ex cathedra by the Pope, which, by the way, every statement the Pope makes is not ex cathedra. It's not morally binding for Catholics.
It's not necessarily infallible. Go ahead.
Correct. Oh, 100% is personal conscience, my ability and your ability to form our personal conscience. And the fact that my wife and I are very pro-life, and we don't want to have any the fact that the
okay.
Pope
let me just ask you about this, I'm pretty sure that I'm correct on this. I believe it's the J&J vaccines. There's one of the vaccines. It's not the Pfizer or Moderna. It may be AstraZeneca, but there's one of them that may have actually used cells from aborted fetuses. But what you're talking about here is a use in research that was done 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and it was in the general area of medicine, not the specific development of the either Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Is that right?
You know, Michael, the moral equivalent, so there's one vaccine that has direct ties in its creation. The other two have undeniable ties in either the testing or secondary phases of the vaccine, Michael. And the fact that moral equivalency is being presented to us that, hey, if you do this really bad thing and you just wait long enough and you produce something good, and if everybody can buy the reasoning that it's for the common good.
Hang on the line, Brad. I'll be right back with you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weather disasters cost the United States $145 billion in 2021. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration saying the country experienced 20 weather events that caused at least $1 billion of damage each. The year marked the second year in a row with 20 or more billion-dollar climate disasters. It brings the five-year total to $750 billion. Gas prices aren't moving. The AAA national average price for regular is $3.30 a gallon, where it's been since last Thursday. The national average is 99 cents a gallon, higher than it was a year ago. This, as website GasBuddy.com believes gas will be $4 a gallon by the time summer hits. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Brad in Seattle is a enthusiastic Catholic who has chosen not to receive vaccines for himself and his family. How many kids do you have, Brad?
Let's leave it at a lot, Michael. Eight kids.
That's wonderful. Good for you.
Yeah,
and I
you.
Hope they should all be healthy and safe and in great shape. Let me read you something.
We've all fought COVID just fine, Michael. My 77-year-old parents have too.
And when you say fought COVID, you...
Diagnosed positive, legitimate tests, and we all did ivermectin and great vitamin approach. And yes, it was the real deal. It was really bad flu, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you all got better. So everybody in your family had it, but you have, like most people who actually test positive, you survived.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm very glad to hear that. Let me share something with you. And this is from a Nebraska Medical Journal. It's a Nebraska journal for the AMA, and nothing special about Nebraska. It's just what came up on the internet here. And there's an article by a devout Catholic named James Lawler, M.D., and he's asked a question from do the COVID-19 vaccines contain aborted fetal cells? And here's his answer. He's an infectious disease expert in Nebraska. He says, no, the COVID-19 vaccines do not contain any aborted fetal cells. However, fetal cell lines, cells grown in a laboratory based on aborted fetal cells collected generations ago, were used in testing during research and development of the mRNA vaccines and during production of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It is true that decades ago, scientists decided to use fetal tissues to start the cell lines we use to test drugs today. However, the description of ongoing modern fetal tissue harvesting to create vaccines is dishonest sensationalism. As a practicing Catholic, I think the moral balance of indirectly benefiting from an abortion that occurred 50 years ago in order to take a vaccine that will prevent further death in the community is a no-brainer, especially considering that so many of the over 800,000 American deaths that have occurred in the most vulnerable and marginalized in our society. We need to focus on saving lives right now. We need to care for our neighbors. The Vatican and bishops agree. The Vatican has issued clear guidance that permits Roman Catholics in good faith to receive COVID-19 vaccines that use fetal cell lines in development or production. And then he cites the Vatican's comments on the morality of receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. Understanding what you said before, that there's a distinction that the Pope is not speaking ex cathedra here, do you respect the Vatican's position on this?
100%, Michael. I think go listen to Dr. Malone, the father of mRNA technology. If you're vulnerable, if you're recovering from cancer, may God continue to bless you and keep you healthy until he calls you home. Yeah, 100%, Michael. I think vulnerable populations, elderly. I didn't try to coerce my parents. They just have decided not to take it. After getting COVID, they might wait till immunities have worn down and go get it now. It was a battle for them, no doubt, Michael. But I just think there's so many factors at play. And this idea that you can do something evil 50 years ago, come up with a result that's 50 years later, and if everybody
but
buys
wait,
off that
wait,
the common good
why,
and benefits
why
from it, then it's okay.
Can I ask you this? Why is it evil if they did not abort the fetuses in order to use stem cells from fetuses that were aborted for that purpose? These were babies that were no longer alive anyway. So, again, I understand what you're saying, and I respect the position that you've taken, and thank God the Lord has been good to you and your 8 children to keep you all safe. But I also appreciate the fact that unlike a lot of other people that you can talk to, you're not trying to sell your viewpoint necessarily to others. You've got your hands full with a big and flourishing family, and again, that should continue. I appreciate your call, Brad. Thank you for it. Another item up here, but I thought it was worth just looking at this sad story for a moment. An anti-vax podcaster has died after he caught COVID at a conspiracy conference. Doug Kuzma, 61, died on January 3rd after he was hospitalized for 10 days after catching the virus. The podcaster attended Reawaken America in Dallas on the weekend of December 11th. Kuzma posted images from the conference that showed large crowds. One picture was captioned, "Podcaster Room, overrun with people, chaos." He later reported feeling ill, but claimed that it was just his chronic bronchitis. Then on December 15th, he said he had a fever and he had to call a doctor. Someone commented that he should have a COVID test, but Kuzma responded, "No way. I'll die at the house before I go to the hospital." However, after suffering from a fever for 5 days, Kuzma admitted that he had likely contracted COVID. He was found unconscious at his home on Christmas Eve and rushed to the hospital. He was then placed on a ventilator. The final message that Kuzma sent was a photo of himself with a refill of ivermectin. Sad. Kuzma is best known for broadcasting on the Frog News podcasting network. Frog stands for Fully Rely on God. He hosted shows with his friends that were renowned for pushing conspiracy theories. Kuzma covered topics such as QAnon and COVID denial, as well as discussing election fraud. He supported, he showed support for QAnon with posters seen in the background of his studio that had well-known phrases attached to the group. Okay, we were asking why it would be that there would be an association between people who believe that the vaccines are dangerous, believe that the COVID, to some extent, is a hoax. People who believe that are almost certainly going to believe that the election was stolen, that this election is a hoax and a fraud. But why would it be that some of those people would believe that there's an evil cabal of Satanists who are drinking babies' blood and trafficking in children and running an international conspiracy? This is part of what is wrong with the entire conspiratorial ideology. And it's one of the people who write about conspiracy theories. They all make the same point, that if you believe in one conspiracy theory, for instance, that JFK was killed through an evil conspiracy, that 9/11 was actually the Bush administration trying to give us an excuse for getting into war. If you believe in one conspiracy theory, you're more likely to believe in others. It's not as if, well, there's one conspiracy theory, that's the one I believe in. No, people who usually buy into those theories, which can ruin, have such a devastating impact on society. When you think about the difficulty for this country coming back together, when people believe such horrible things about their neighbors and countrymen, it's a tough moment. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
You're listening to the mighty Michael.
You're a masterful speaker.
MedVet Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medved Show, there is a question about conspiracy theories and conspiratorial thinking, and what's the antidote? And the antidote is reality, and the antidote means history. And it's one of the reasons that it is so important for people to study, to savor, to take a look at history, because history is all about the record. It is about the evidence. It is about the facts. Where do you get your sources? What are your primary sources? Who was the eyewitness? And one of the things that we try to do on our history programs, which you can get for free as a MedHead Plus member, is that we try as much as possible to share with you first-person narratives that people actually saw and experienced, where it's not simply a made-up story or a fairy tale or this might have happened, it might have been this way. People, eyewitnesses. And right now, you can join us as a MedHead Plus member. A total of 22 cents a day. That's what it costs. And you have access every single day to any of our history programs to download for free. It's a great opportunity, including our full series on the American Revolution, which very much uses that first-person narrative that I care about and that we try to emphasize. But check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com. Join us as a MedHead Plus member. Also gives you a chance to be part of the podcast version, the online commercial-free version of this show anytime 24/7. Go to michaelmedved.com or to medvedhistorystore.com. President Biden didn't exactly make any history today. He was touring wildfire damage, an appropriate thing for the president to do, and the devastation, which is just awful in Colorado. It's destroyed more than 1,000 homes. And after viewing some of the devastation, he had this comment in which he took advantage of the opportunity to promote his Build Back Better bill and its emphasis on windmills. Listen, this is clip one.
You know, we're going to have windmills, you're going to see, that have 100-yard wingspans, each propeller on that windmill, 100 yards long. So there's so much that is going to be able to be done. And, you know, when I visit the National Renewable Energy Lab, about 20 miles, I said, from here, it's also going to create a significant number of jobs. The reason I'm telling you this is that's no solace that you lost your home now, but it's that we're going to be able to do a lot of renewable things that allow you to not only rebuild, but afford to rebuild and rebuild better, to build back better than it was before. And it includes billions of dollars for wildfire preparedness, resilience, and response to protect homes and public resources.
Now, I don't. Jeremy, has anyone fact checked the president on this yet? Did they? I mean, 100-yard propellers, that's the length of a football field. I mean, how big, how far above the ground do these propellers need to be? I don't know. I'm not questioning the president. I am questioning the president. But 100-yard propeller with wingspans. And by the way, President Trump would always bring up the death of all kinds of birds and wildlife. Now, can you imagine how many birds are going to be chopped up and ground up if you're talking about 100-yard long, large propellers? I mean, 100 feet would be fairly dramatic, but 100 yards? Wow. There's also this horrible, horrible fire that occurred in New York in the Bronx. And it's a fascinating story with so many of its different perspectives, and the Gambian refugees and immigrants who were there largely occupying those buildings. 17 people killed, at least, including 8 children. One first-hand account came from Tysina Jacobs, who lived on the 15th floor of that building. And she was rescued during the Bronx building fire by some of our heroic firefighters. And she said this. This is clip 13.
I dropped on my knees and started pitching God and asked, God, please help me.
Jacob says suddenly a firefighter appeared through the smoke and brought her family downstairs in an elevator. She can't stop thinking about those in the building who didn't make it out.
So sorry for the people that lost their children and their mothers, because we all are one. And for this to happen, it's horrible.
And by the way, they speaking on the scene there yesterday, and early in the day, was the new governor of New York, the replacement Andrew Cuomo, Kathy Hochul, and Eric Adams, the new mayor of New York. And what an improvement. I mean, okay, they're all Democrats, got it, I understand. But it's one of those things where when you see Eric Adams speaking so compassionately, and Kathy Hochul as well, it's one of those things where there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal last Thursday. I remember it because I was so pleased that it echoed something I had said on the air earlier that nobody wants to see, I don't think anyone wants to see, another presidential election between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. It's too depressing to even contemplate. And, okay, I know there might be some people out there who love President Biden, a few, and there's some people who love President Trump and want him to come back. But, look, it's Daniel Henninger had a piece in the Wall Street Journal where he had the same thought I did, which is that Eric Adams has talked about the Democratic Party has to find a different way that is not part of the squad, that is not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, by the way, tested positive for COVID, along with 6 other new members of Congress who've gotten the virus. But in any event, the idea of Eric Adams and Joe Manchin, they're both Democrats. They actually could help bring that party to the center. And that would be so much better for the United States of America. But it is also, Kathy Hochul is going to win her race. She is running for a full term of her own. She took over. She was lieutenant governor of New York. And she was always known as a moderate Democrat. She was from upstate. She's deeply involved in the Catholic Church. She and her husband, who's also has a distinguished legal background. And Kathy Hochul has been a member of Congress. And when people are thinking about the likes of squad members or people of that nature, it's something to be said for the fact that even this very, very increasingly extremely leftist party can produce leaders like Eric Adams and like Kathy Hochul who might be able to scout out an alternative course. Speaking of an alternative course, there's a powerful piece by Heather McDonald, which is about insurrections and double standards. Why is it, how would people justify that they would be so rightly and righteously upset about what happened on January 6th, but actually downplay any reaction to the devastating and sometimes very deadly riots and looting and civil unrest and a deliberate attempt at a revolution? Wasn't it more of an insurrection when you had people coming out to challenge the police and to challenge public order in Portland every single night for a year? We'll talk about insurrections and double standards and more, all coming up on this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.